父神，我们再次来到你面前，
Father, we come before you again.
我们恭敬将这一段时间交在你恩手里。
O Lord, we consecrated the following time in you.
若不是你的灵来教导我们，
If it's not because your spirit to teach us,
没有人能够明白这真理。
no one can understand the truth.
我们求主你真理的灵这时候带领我们进到你的话语里。
May the spirit of truth lead us into your words.
求你恩膏孩子的口，使孩子能够传讲清楚。
Anoint pastor so he can speak clearly.
赐给我们受教的心，有开通的听得明白。
Give us an attentive heart and open ear so that we can understand.
将在你面前交托仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We commit the following worship in you.
Amen.
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
信耶稣很好。
It's good to believe in Christ.
你发现很快乐。
You will find out that very quickly.
可是这快乐能够持续多久？
How long this happiness can last?
在两个礼拜前听到一个非常美的见证。
Two weeks ago, I heard about a beautiful testimony.
因为我觉得这个见证也是很多人共同有的经历。
I feel this is a very common experience for many believers.
所以我就请这跟我分享的这个姐妹呢，把它打印出来，email 给我。
So I asked this person to email her testimony to me.
那在这见证里头她说呢，她说我她信主一段时间了。
In the written testimony, she wrote that she has believed in the Lord for a while.
我刚信主的到两年左右呢，是所谓的蜜月期。
In the first 2 years, it's like honeymoon.
每天心中就是很喜乐，非常的高兴。
Every day, I was filled with joy.
所有眼中看的事情都是美丽，都是正面的。
Everything I saw, she saw was positive.
尽管生活里头、工作里头有压力，
although there are pressures from work,
而他心里头不会发愁。
But she never feel distressed.
那每一天真的是发现生活非常有力量。
She feel powerful every day.
可是这蜜月期一过之后呢？
But once this honeymoon passed,
然后发现灵命就慢慢的减弱
，her spiritual life declined.
那就人就跌到这个低谷里面去
，even dropped to a valley.
一段时间呢，根本就不想去参加教会的活动
，for a period of time, she did not like to attend church activities.
甚至根本不想要见到教会的人
，or even don't want to see people.
每一次到周末，心里都发愁
，every weekend, she felt troubled.
因为又是这个小组聚会
，Again, it's the small group meeting.
又有这个逐日崇拜
，or Sunday worship.
如果说去吗？自己感觉好像真的是非常的痛苦，在浪费时间。
She feel if I want to go, it's kind of a waste of time.
那我们不去吗？又觉得自己基督徒应该要参加聚会。
On the other hand, she feel obligated as a Christian to go.
那时候真的是感觉身心非常的疲惫。
She was in such a fighting and feel weary.
心里头有两个律在征战。
She feel there are two laws fighting in her.
那就好像圣经在罗马书里头他讲到的这个一样。
It's like in the book of Romans.
然后我真是苦啊。
What a wretched man or woman I am.
然后谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？Who will rescue me from the body of death?
可是那句话的后面他又说了一句，接着说。
But after that phrase, the Roman says,
然后感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能够脱离了。
Thanks be to God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, I can escape.
那时候他就常常想。
She was thinking.
然后我也是信主了。
I had already believed in Christ.
那为什么我还没脱离呢？
How come I had not escaped from this fighting?
那为什么我还是处在那种哎呀，我真是苦啊那种的那个状态呢
？How come I still feel so distressed?
那时候心里非常的矛盾，很煎熬。
She was in constant conflict.
既然基督信仰带给自己那么多的痛苦
，So she said, Okay, since this phase brought me a lot of distress,
那不如就不要信算了。
Then I will try to give it up.
所以她下定决心不去教会，不参加活动。
So she made up her mind not going to church, not attending any church activities.
在过了一段时间之后。
After the while,
她发现自己还是没有快乐起来。
She felt she did not regain the happiness.
那不但这样，她心里头还增加了许多的不安。
And not only that, she got even more uneasy.
当她回想这些事情的时候。
Now she recalled that.
哦，那种不安其实就是神的一个拯救。
She felt that uneasiness seems to be the rescue from God.
虽然离弃了他，可是神并没有离弃了我。
Although she abandoned God, but God did not abandon her.
就好像那个刚刚唱那个诗歌一样，清晨的翅膀，我们离开了神，可是神要把找回来。
It's just like the song we sang. No matter where you go, God is with you.
在那一段没有来教会的期间
，So during the time that she departed from the church,
她常常回想信主那一段美好的时光。
She constantly recalled the good time she had in church.
然后想到圣经说呢，然后这个耶稣来，他是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And she remembered, the Bible says that Jesus came to give a more abundant life.To people.
没有错啊，当我们刚信主那段时间，我们真是觉得生活里头很丰盛，生命很丰盛。
She felt she really had that abundant life when she first believed in Christ.
然后这样看来呢，这个痛苦并不是因为我信了神。
So she came to a conclusion that the pain and distress was not because I believed in God.
而是因为我信的不够。
But rather it's because I did not believe enough.
我信的不坚定。
I do not have a solid faith.
那我远离了神。
I departed from God.
最后导致这两条律在征战。
And therefore I had this constant battle.
结果怎么样
？And the ending is?
要听吗？还是这样就结束了？结果，他说感谢神。
And finally, she said, thanks to be God.
他说他翻开那个已经封闭已久这个圣经。
She reached out to this to her Bible which has collected some dust.
那然后神用很多的话就来安慰我。
God used many of His words to comfort her.
借着读经祷告，还有回到了教会。
Through reading the Bible and prayer, she came back to church again.
当然，他说明了一下，他说这回到教会并不是意味着没有软弱。
She has a disclaimer, saying that it doesn't mean that she was very strong after she came back.
那实际上还是常常的软弱会跌倒。
In reality, she still feel, from time to time the weakness and stumbling.
所以他说，只要定睛在耶稣的身上。
But she was willing to cast her eyes on Jesus.
我们坚持读经和祷告。
And insist the life of praying and reading Bible.
然后神一定会把你扶起来。
God will help you stand up again.
让你更坚强。
And strengthen you.
用这个一个小小的经历来跟弟兄姊妹来共勉。
So she's going to share this experience with all the brothers and sisters in writing.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
也许你也曾经有这么一段类似的经历。
Maybe you had this kind of experience.
也许你正面临同样的挣扎。
Or maybe you are facing the same struggle.
每次来到教堂，你就觉得自己是什么两面人、双面人。
Every time you come to the church, you feel you have two faces.
来到教会好像 holy holy， 回去又变成 dirty dirty。
Come to church, you feel holy holy. You go home and feel dirty dirty.
那也许在你的四周围有这么一些软弱，想要放弃信仰，想离开教会这些肢体。
And you feel weak that you really want to give up this faith.
不过就像这姐妹的分享一样
，It's like this testimony of the sister.
只要我们定睛在耶稣基督的身上
，If we focus on Jesus,
不要放弃
，Do not give up.
我们坚持读经祷告
，Insist that we pray and we read Bible.
神一定会把你扶起来。
God will lift you up again.
让我们比以前更刚强。
God will make us stronger.
感谢神，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Praise the Lord, Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
只有生命的粮能够让我们得生命。
Only the bread of life can give us life.
让我们的生命再次活过来。
Enable us to have a renewed life.
所以我们也慢慢的吃，慢慢的嚼。
So let's eat gradually and chew it gradually.
把这圣经里面的真理把它挖出来吃下去。
Let's take out the truth from the Bible and eat it.
我们前几次的信息，我们提到第一，首先我们提到这，我们要为永生的食物去劳力。
We read about working for the things that will last eternally.
没有天底下没有不劳而获的事。
No pains, no gains.
这生命的粮，我们也是要去劳力。
The heavenly bread also needs work.
再来，我们讲到我们要警觉。
Also, we mentioned in the past weeks that we need to be alert.
因为在我们的信仰里面也会有那种也会碰到这种灵命的厌食症。
Because our spiritual life may experience anorexia.
我们要去处理这个问题。
So we have to deal with this problem.
不要让生命就这样慢慢的消耗掉。
We should not let our life be consumed.
在上个礼拜我们提到这生命的粮。
Last week we talked about the life of bread.
它可以提升我们这个生命的意义和价值。
The bread of life, it will elevate the meaning of our life.
那我们今天就要进一步来讲，我们要就近这生命的粮，靠近这生命的粮。
Today's topic is how we can draw nearer, get closer to this bread of life.
那首先呢，圣经里头告诉我们，耶稣他说他是从天降下来。
First, Bible verse teaches us that this is the bread came down from heaven.
只要我们注意读的话，在圣经这个第六章，约翰第六章，33节到58节，就在这短短的几节经文里头呢，他从天降下来，从天降下来，他出现了七次。
We saw this for the bread of life that came down from heaven appeared seven times.
耶稣一直重复说他是从天上降下来的。
Jesus repeated saying this word.
讲到最后呢，引起那些人的议论了。
And the result is that people grumbled about it.
到底这是什么？这是一个什么样的问题
？People were discussing what was he referring to?
有什么样的重要性？耶稣需要不断在重复。
Why is so important that he repeated so many times?
那些人到底在吵什么？为什么为这事情来议论呢
？Why were the crowd grumbling?
我一直在想，主，你到底要对我们说什么？你是从天上降下来，你要说什么
？I was pondering what Jesus was trying to say.
我在思考这个问题的时候
，and I was thinking about it.
我想到了约翰福音，回到第一章一开始的地方。
I found out if we go back to the beginning of Gospel John.
其实从天降下来，耶稣要告诉我们一件事情，他就是那生命的源头。
The bread that came down from heaven means that he was the source of life.
在旧约创世纪一开始的时候，他就说是起初神创造天地。
Because in the first verse of Bible is that in the beginning God created the world.
到约翰福音，一开始的时候，他就说太初有道。
And you go to John, Gospel John, the first word is in the beginning was the word.
这个两个都是一样的问题。
It's the same thing.
起初也好，太初也好，都是在那种空虚混沌、没什么东西都没有的状态底下。
It's in the beginning, when nothing was formed.
然后我们看到神就已经是存在的。
God had already existed.
然后不但存在，我们也看见神他创造了万物。
And he created everything.
就很可惜，因为罪的问题。
Unfortunately, because of the sins,
这被造物被破坏了。
The creatures was blemished.
那人也出了问题。
People had have problems.
那出了问题，当然我们就要去修理了。
Just like things broken down, we need to take it for repair.
然后我们东西坏了，我们送回厂去修理。
We'll take it back to the factory for repair.
然后我们生命出了问题呢，我们要回到这个源头去处理。
When our life have problem, we have to go back to the source of life.
而我们要知道这个内在的问题、心灵的问题，不是外在可以解决，不是你的肉体可以去掩饰的。
The inside problem in your heart is not, cannot be covered up by the external actions.
然后也许在里头存在一段时间，没有人知道。
It may dwell within your heart, and nobody can see that for a period of time.
可是终究它会露出来，就像癌症一样。
But sooner or later, it will reveal, just like cancer.
那是非常可怕的事情。
And it's such a dreadful thing.
我们看见在经文里头，它记载群众跟着耶稣。
The passage we just read, the crowd was following Jesus.
然后最后一个目的。
They only had one purpose.
就想要保住这个肚腹的这个，保住肚腹就好。
Is that they can be fed?
不过主告诉他们说，就算是你肉体饱足了。
But Jesus told them that even though you had bread to eat,
人有一天还是会死的。
One day you will die.
那这个食物或是地朽的东西，这地上的东西不能够解决人生命的问题。
Food or the things on the ground, on the earth, cannot solve the problem of life.
所以我们劳力所换取的东西，不管是物质的东西也好。
So everything we work so hard.
是我们的工作也好。
Whether it's our work.
是那些成就也好。
Or our achievements.
是那些富贵也好。
Our fame.
是那些功名也好。
Fortune.
所有劳力的东西不能够解决你生命的问题。
Those cannot solve the problems of life.
主说他道成了肉身。
Jesus said that he was the Word was God.
那为了解决人生命的这个问题
，because in order to solve the problem of life,
他必须从天上降下来。
He had to come down from heaven.
这就是道成肉身的意思。
And this is what it means that the Word was with God.
他是那个生命的源头。
He was the source of life.
他必须用生命来解决生命的问题。
Therefore, he has to use life to solve the problems of life.
可是我没记错的话，可能是十二月左右。
If my memory served me right, it was probably back to last December.
有一天我车子突然发不起来。
One day my car just could not start.
刚好有事就打电话给长老。
And I happened to call elder.
跟他讲这个事情。
So I told elder that my car could not start.
讨论了之后，觉得这车子应该是没有坏。
I feel that the car had no other problems.
但是我没有办法把车子开到他那边给他看。
But I cannot move it.
然后他就说，那这样把这个充电器你拿去充充看。
So he let me borrow his charger.
然后我的车子到不了他那里。
My car could not get to his house.
借着这个 charger, 借着这个充电器到了我这边。
So he brought the charger to me.
带回来这个充电器之后。
So with the charger,
这电源里头的这个电呢，就在这个充电器里头开始转换。
Then we had electricity.
然后看到这个生命就在它里头。
Then we saw the car revived.Again,
然后那充电器把两个连接在一起。
When the charger connect from the outlet to the car,
一个就是插在电源里头。
The outlet is with the source.
一个是插在这个车子这个电里头。
The other one goes to the battery.
当这个连接在一起的时候，我看见是生命不断在输送。
Then we see the circulation of the electricity.
几个小时之后。
A few hours later,
他再一次复活。
The car is revived.
转下去之后
，When I turn my key,
再一次发动。
I heard the good sound.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
你知道道成肉身其实就是类似的这个道理。
Incarnation means this.
神，然后耶稣基督道成的肉身来到我们中间，从天上降下来。
Jesus had to come down from the heaven and become man.
啊，他不是让人去供奉。
He's not sitting there to be worshipped.
而不是坐在一个地方让人去膜拜。
Receiving the worship.
然后不是关在一个地方让人来伺候他。
Or lock himself up and being served by us.
不是，他说他来是要寻找拯救世上的人。
But rather he came down to search for the lost.
就是要去寻找那些失去那生命已经快死了的人。
Looking for those who lost their life or approaching death.
那到底什么是死？
So what is death?
那死就是不能够发挥功能，没有这个感觉，没有感官知觉、意识等等。你可以说这个是死。
Death means you something is out of function, no sense, no recognition.
所以我们有时候说我们说这个脑死，发生意外脑死。
We talk about brain death.
那我们有时候失望到一起呢，我们说心死。
Or we sometimes feel very disappointed, we said our heart had died.
另外死呢，也代表说这个不能够再流通、变化、新陈代谢。
Death also means that there's no circulation, no change.
所以我们说这个是个死海。
We said Dead Sea.
然后我们说这个死水。
Dead Water.
有时候生气说骂人叫死人呢。
And we scold someone and get dead people.
有时候我们自己看好像没有什么希望，说是这下死定了。
Or hopeless.
然后，所以我们说死呢，不单单是外在肉体的一个状况。
The death is not just the physical aspect.
它也可能是我们心灵的一个状况。
It could be the status of our heart.
然后我们会有这样的说法，说行尸走肉。
Sometimes we said a person walked like a dead one.
然后我们说这个是人生了无生趣。
Because his life has no meaning.
而没有意义。
No sense.
然后非常的痛苦。
Very painful.
我们在以，这是我相信多数人都有的在经历。
We all had this kind of experience sometimes.
以色列民呢，他们用枯骨来形容他们自己。
So even Israelites describe themselves in such status as the withered bone.
人内在要是枯干的状态呢，那可以说是一种死亡。
When people are in this kind of spiritual status, it's We can say that they are dead.
你可以说就像那车子一样发不起来。
Just like the car that cannot stop.
然后神道成了肉身，他差耶稣基督来到世上。
But when the word become flesh,
然后把他的生命带到这个死人的中间。
When Jesus came down from heaven and into the middle of the dead people,
他是神跟人中间的一个充电器。
He is the charger between God and man.
就在这个十字架上
，on the cross，
他一手接在一个生命枯干的人身上
，one he reached out one hand to touch the body of the withered people，
他一手接在那生命的源头
，another hand reached out to God who is the source of life，
在那当中他不断的充电
，and then he performed the function of the charger，
在那的供应。
Continue to feed us.
但喂养,
to supply us.
一段时间之后,
After a period of time, you will see revival.
我们继续保持的话,
if we continue to keep this,
然后我们的生命就会这个活灵活现,
then we will have a living spirit.
一个活的生命呢, 就是与这个道、与这个源头有连结、相通关系的一个生命。
A living faith is connected to the source of life.
神说：“我是从天下降下来的粮。”
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven."
换句话说，当我们的生命出现问题的时候
，In other words, when we have problems,
然后像车子一样发不动的时候。
When we could not start our car,
我们可以来到他这里,
we can come to the source of life.
可以接上这样的关系,
we should be connected with Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 你的生命怎么样? 你的生命状况怎么样?
What is the status in your life now?
那是像这个启示录，圣经启示录里头提到一个叫迪沙啊，这个萨迪的教会吗？
Is your life like this church of Sardis in Revelation?
萨迪的教会是什么样一个教会？
Remember what kind of church the church of Sardis is.
圣经告诉我们，撒迪的教会，他说，按名来说是活的。
Jesus said, according to your name, you have the reputation of being alive.
但是其实呢，是死的。
But you are dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是需要从天上降下来的粮
？Brothers and sisters, don't we need the bread of life coming down from heaven?
若是我们觉得我们有这个需要。
Sometimes we feel we don't need it.
那我们就要来到主的面前，到我这里来。
We should come to Jesus Christ.
啊，请你给我两颗这个电池好吗
？We are out of the life.
没有生命的粮。
Okay. Out of battery. No power.
我们缺少生命的粮，就没有办法再放血了。有人说好，来到主的这里，来到神面前这里呢。
Talk about come to get closer to Jesus.
那我很喜欢，我很想。
I really like to.
可是呢，很难，我来不了。
But sometimes I feel I just could not come.
有人是觉得说我没不想，也没有兴趣。
Or some feel that I'm not interested in coming.
就是两个小电池就可以的，好吗？那信神其实有两个基本的动力。
There are two source of powers of believing in.
人要来到神面前，真的是一件不容易的事情。
It's hard for one to come to the Lord.
那人在一个堕落的罪性当中，人不喜欢亲近神的。
Because men are in sin.
那不喜欢这属灵的事情。
And by the sin nature, people don't want to come closer to God.
就好像那些读经、祷告、聚会这些，没有什么兴趣。
They will not be delighted of reading the Bible or prayer or attending church meetings.
你发现信仰里头就有这种地心引力一样。
It's like the gravity.
很多时候你想要向上爬。
Anytime you want to go up,
那个旧我就会再把你拉下来。
The old self, or the, it's like gravity that will draw you down.
那好不容易每一次聚会主日也好，你高高兴兴准备要出门了。
Every Sunday you feel you got prepared and ready to go to church.
你脚一跨出门
，When you get out of your door,
那心里就心里一痒，又不自觉的又出现在其他的地方。
Somehow other thoughts bother you, and then you appear in other place.
这就是我们人的软弱。
And this is the weakness of human.
那主他道出了一个灵命成长的一个秘诀。
Therefore, Jesus Christ pointed out a secret of spiritual growth.
我们要来到主的面前，有两件事情。
When we want to come to the Lord, there are two things.
一个就是天父他自己吸引人来。
One is that the Heavenly Father draws you to Him.
这我们的神他用他自己的话语，他的道。来吸引人。
God will use His words to attract you.
好，用他儿子的生命来吸引人。
He will also use the life of His Son.
他用一个无条件的爱来吸引人。
And use the unconditional love.
所以很多人来到神面前呢，是因为他自己的话语。他对查经一查下去，发现很有意思，他就继续来。
Many people were drawn to church because reading God's words.
那有人是因为耶稣基督那舍己的生命被他所吸引。
Some are attracted by the sacrificial love of Christ.
有的人是在弟兄姊妹的身上，他看到神那种无条件的爱，他被这个吸引。
Yet others saw the unconditional love from brothers and sisters.
所以若不是因为天父他自己吸引人。
Therefore, it says, if it's not because the love, because a father who draws people,
那人是连哄带骗都不会来的。
It's no use for us to use all kind of tricks to try to attract people.
所以我们要祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray.
而不是去想那些点子，想甚至动什么歪脑筋。
Rather than trying to brainstorm with all kind of weird ideas.
我们要为自己、为别人来代求。
We should pray for ourselves and for others.
求我们的父神他自己来做这样吸引的工作。
Pray to the Lord that He will pray to God that He will attract people by Himself.
另外呢，人若是因为其他的事情被吸引来到主这里。
The second thing is that if people come with a different motivation rather than the Lord.
那长久以来也没有接受主的道。
Then in the long term, it's hard for them to receive God's word.
也没有这个接受到这个耶稣基督的生命。
They had a hard time to accept the life of Christ.
也没有经历到神他自己的爱。
And did not experience the love of God.
你发现人的心也留不住。
Then it's hard to keep them.
那生命就很难继续被建造。
Their hearts are hard to be edified.
第一件事情是要天父吸引人，人才能够到主这里来。
Therefore, the first thing is that God Himself.Will draw people to him.
第二件事情啊，告诉我们是要听见又学习的。
The second thing is that we need to listen and learn.
那人的灵命要得到饱足跟成长。
Our spiritual life need to grow.
那不是光是听。
Not only just listen.
因为我们听一听，很快就是忘了。
Because every time we listen, very quickly we forget.
另外就是道理听多了呢，我们台湾有一句话叫做道理经，那么有时候狐狸精他们叫道理经。
Taiwanese, the saying, Taiwan, the people who listen for sermon for a long time, they become very picky.
那这是讽刺呢，我们信主信很久的时候，道理听了很多，什么都没有听进去的那种。
They are good at listening.But not necessary acting out.
那人已经习惯了。
It become a habit.
那只要讲这个道理、真理的东西呢，就像耳边风一样。
The words and the reasoning comes through the ears.
特别听到一些不中听的东西，我们耳朵就自然关闭。
They close their ears.
所以我们的崇拜之后，我们可以问问自己，我们不要问别人了。
So after worship, let's.Ask ourselves.
还记得什么吗
？What have you heard, and what do you still remember?
差不多，我们忘了差不多，没有什么能够想起来的。
Many times we forgot most of them.
我这样说不是说听不好。
I'm not saying that listen is not good.
是不对的事情。
Or not correct.
而是不够，光是听不够。
But listen is not sufficient.
那主说，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。
The Lord says that all those who hear God's teaching and willing to learn will come to me.
不是只有听，还要学习。
Not only listen, but also learn.
我们发现一个最愿意来到主面前来的人。
For those who has the most desire to come to the Lord.
那往往也是那些最愿意学习神话语的人。
Are the ones who really love to learn from God's words.
我们用什么话来教训我们的儿女？
What should we use to teach our children?
其实就是学习神的话语。
Is to learn God's words.
那在旧约的这个主耶稣，他用引用先知旧约以赛亚书里头所说的。
Jesus used the Isaiah, the book of Isaiah.
不单单我们自己听要学习。
Not only that we need to hear, but we also need to learn.
圣经里头告诉我们，你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训。
It says, all your children, all your sons will be taught by the Lord.
那我们都要学习神的话语。
We all need to learn God's words.
那这样的呢，儿女必大享平安。
Then great will be your children's peace.
那在这个《举目》这个杂志呢，他最近的一期有一篇这个文章提到。
In a recent issue of this magazine called Raise Your Eyes.
它是 Behold，这个杂志名叫 Behold。
Behold。
那它里头呢，讲到就是我们朝圣，很多人去朝圣，你们到一些信仰的景点去朝圣。
We talk about pilgrim, and many believers like to go to those holy sites.
他说，这跟我们来教会是不同的。
It's different from coming to church.
然后观光式的这种朝圣呢，只是观看而已。
If the pilgrim is just purely for sightseeing purpose.
可是我们来了教会是为了要学习。
But we come to church in order to learn.
他说，老实说，我们的信仰中有很大一部分呢。
He said, to be honest, that a lot of the portion in our faith.
也是很重要的那一部分。
And also the essential part.
那就是学习。
Is learning.
然后没有学习就没有成长。
Without learning, without growth.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
能够听见又学习。
That we will listen and also learn.
这样我们就能够继续来到主的面前。
In such a way, we can continue to draw closer to Jesus.
没有错，很多时候我们会为自己找借口、理由，这是可以理解的。
Many times we like to find excuses.
因为很多时候世界真的是比天父更吸引人。
Because there are so many things that will distract you on this in this world.
另外，这个学习也是非常辛苦的。
Learning is also hard.
不是，我们常常觉得说我们这样听一听这样就够了。
Because it's easy to just listen.
我们又不是要做什么神学家。
We are not theologians.
那其实呢，那神主要人来到他这里。
But in fact, God wants people to come to Him.
是要叫人能够得这个生命。
Is to give us an abundant life.
让那个生命可以活泼起来，有力量，有意义。
So that our life is vivid and have meaning.
他从天降下来。
When Jesus came down from the heaven,
就为了这个目的
is for this purpose.
这生命是每一个人都要有的，不是吗？
We all have life.
那不是传道人专有的。
But this life, this abundant life, is not the privilege for full-time ministers.
那不是这个教会长职同工他们专有的。
And not the privilege of church leaders.
也不是那些神学家才专有的。
Or theologians.
有谁不要命吗？有吗？
Who does not like to have a life?
有谁不想要更丰富的生命吗？
Who doesn't want a more abundant life?
其实很多时候我们感叹我们这世间呢实在是很无聊。
Many times we feel that life is short.
那其实都是显示的人就是在寻找生命的意义。
It means that people are seeking more meaningful life.
我们要一个更丰盛的生命。
We are longing for more abundant life.
若是这样的话，
If that's the case,
我们就更应该到主这里来。
We should come to the Lord.
到主这里来有什么好的？
What benefit does it have?
你发现好像每次都是来的都是差不多嘛，就是读经祷告，你们就唱诗歌见证分享信息，就差不多这些事。
You feel that you are pretty familiar with all the formats of church activities.
外面看起来是好像一样。
It seems that every week you don't see much difference.
可是你发现里面是不断在更新变化。
But you will find out that inside you, it is changing.
我们的灵命不断在苏醒。
Because our life, spiritual life is awakening.
你这个生命是越来越的喜乐，越来越有盼望。
Your life should have more joy and more hope.
你发现你人越来越有动力。
You feel that you have this power.
你整个人生越来越感到有价值和意义。
And you found out your living has more meaning.
你的生活也越有目标在前进。
You have a goal that you are marching.
这样一种跳动的喜悦。
You have the joy of being jumping up and down.
这种活泼的生命你是可以持续到永远。
And you have this life that is sustainable.
主说我是生命的粮。
Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
神要人去吃这个粮。
God wants us to eat this bread.
这是早在旧约的时候就这样子招呼人，你来，来，来吃。
And actually, this It's already written in the Old Testament.
在主前800年左右。
Actually, it was 800 years before Jesus Christ came.
在那个以色列民族，他们人快要好像指望失去的时候。
It was during the time that Israelites lost all the hope.
而他们发现生命快要枯干、快灭绝的时候。
They feel that their life was withering.
主就透过先知以赛亚对他们说。
And the Lord, through a prophet Isaiah, said to the Israelites,
说来呀，你们都来，没有银钱也可以来。
Said, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters.
你们都来买了吃。
And you who have no money, come, buy and eat.
你不要，不要银钱的。
Come, buy those without money and without cost.
这很像有点矛盾，叫你买又叫不用钱。
It's kind of contradictory because it, number one, it, on one side, it asks you to buy, on the other side, it says no money.
请我们注意一件事情。
So we point out one thing.
这不用钱不是因为这是廉价的救恩。
It does not charge you money. It's not because this is a cheap salvation.
相反的是有人帮你付了这个重价。
On the contrary, someone has paid this big price.
我们只要来吃就好。
We just need to come and eat.
你不需要问多少钱。
Do not need to ask price.
来到主面前，你不用担心人家会趁人之危敲你的竹杠。
You will not worry about a scalper.
你要紧的是你要吃。
The important thing is to eat.
主说，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
God says that if anyone eat of this bread, he will live forever.
怎么样去吃这粮？
How do you eat this bread?
这留意听呢，在圣经里头，它有一个是殷勤的那个意思在。
How do you eat this bread? It says, listen to me. Listen diligently.
其实留意听就是你能够吃这生命的粮，你能够吃到那美物的一个秘诀。
That's the secret of able to enjoy the food.
你发现很多时候人吃不下这个粮，发现这很干呢，没什么好吃。
Many times we feel this bread is pretty dry.
不觉得很什么，没不觉得什么美。
We don't feel it's good tasting.
其实那是因为我没有留意。
It's because we do not pay enough attention.
留意的意思就是你非常的专注。
It means we do not focus enough.
你的嘴巴不能够跟人家讲话的。
You cannot, you should not eat while talking.
我们心里头不能够想其他的杂念。
Or you're thinking about other things.
那我们的手不去做其他的事情。
And your hand is, it should not be doing other things.
我们就是很主动、很殷勤、虚心的一个态度来到神面前。
We should have a humble and diligent attitude to come to the Lord.
这留意听的意思就是说我有一种渴望，我想要明白，我想知道。
Listen.Carefully means that I have the desire to learn.
我想要得到。
I want to get it.
就是这样子。
It is.
当我们来到神面前是这种态度的时候。
If you have such attitude,
你一定能够吃得到这个美物。
You will be able to enjoy this beautiful food.
你能够享受主的甘甜。
And it says your soul will delight in the richest of fare.
你的心中一定会非常的喜乐。
You will gain that joy.
主说：“你们当就近我来。”
So the Lord says, "Come closer to me."
你们若是侧耳而听，就必得活。
Isaiah says, "Hear me, that your soul may live."
那侧耳听是什么意思
？Hear me means
非常专注。
Pay clear attention.
很多时候我们看人家讲 cellphone 的时候，讲电话，行动电话。
Many times we see people talking in cellular phone.
你听不见，你就一个耳朵捂着，另外一个在那找，听着，注意在听。
We pay very care, a lot of care to listen because it's hard to get the message.
那就是侧耳听的意思。
That is hear me.
我们来到神面前，做这种态度的话
，If we have such an attitude to come to the Lord,
我们的生命必定要活过来。
Our life will be.Revived.
我做一个小小的、短短的见证。
I have a short testimony.
我讲这个不是告诉你说我的生命比你好。
I'm not saying that my life is more abundant than yours.
不是告诉你我的灵命比你高。
or that my spiritual status is higher than yours.
可是我没有办法否定我自己。
But the one thing I cannot deny.
我发现我里面不断在变化，在更新。
I feel that I internally I have a lot of changes and renewal.
发现生命，那这个生活是越来越有盼望。
I feel that every day I have newer hope.
那这个虽然这个担子是越来越重。
Although I have my burden also grown heavier.
可是那个生命却越来越活，越有这个活力气息。
But I feel I have more strength.
许多时候我参加聚会。
Many times when I attend church activities,
那我不是很能够这样很舒舒服服坐在那边听的。
It's a privilege for me to even sit down to listen.
我常常是要背着、抱着、推着。你知道我在讲什么？
I need to either push the baby cart or
我手上、我的背上、我的背上总是有产业。
Carry my heritage or put on my back.
去到哪里就要带到哪里。可是呢，我就很留意在听。
But I pay attention, and listen.
因为我很渴慕。
Because I have the desire.
然后就背着我发现我以前念书怎么都不是这种态度。
I feel that how come when I was young and study, I did not have that attitude.
当我这样子做的时候。
And when I do this.
哪怕就是那一句短短的一句话。
Even a short message, short sentence.
都让我觉得非常的满足。
It made me satisfied.
另外讲到灵修读经。
Also regarding personal devotion.
那就是现在就更不用讲你能够什么规定每天什么时间来做这事。
I cannot even schedule a time to do my devotion.
那好像那个参加去年年底参加聚会那些弟兄姊妹回来说的。那个牧师潘，那个什么麦西珍牧师说的，早上也很好。
It's like many brothers and sisters who came back from the Chicago retreat last Christmas.
就说你早上灵修吃粮很好。
Reverend Mac says, "It's good to have devotion in the morning."
那中午呢，也很好。
Lunch time is also good.
那晚上呢？也是很好。
Evening is also good.
反正你吃了就是好。
Anytime you can have time to have devotion,
我告诉你，往往很多时候这三个条件我都没有。
I tell you the truth, many times I don't have even one of those three chances.
还有什么条件呢？还有什么机会？
What kind of opportunities do I have?
什么机会？半夜，半夜也很好。
Midnight is also good time.
我告诉你，随时都好。
Actually, any time I can have devotion, that's good.
只要我们肯就近主。
As long as we want to be closer to the Lord.
哪怕那个时间，不是早上半夜，什么时间都可以。
Any time is possible.
你就发现你真的能够吃到神所要给你的美物。
And you'll find out that you will have this good food that God has given.
每一次吃到，你心里头会非常的喜乐，有力量。
And when you taste it, you feel such a joy and power.
在不同的场合，你也能够跟人家分享这个美物。
And then you can share that good food with others.
弟兄姊妹，来就近我，主说来就近我。
Let's get closer to the Lord.
你今天的回应跟行动是什么
？So what is your response today?
你愿意天天的吃粮吗
？Are you willing to eat?This bread of life.
你愿意每天来灵修吗
？Eat this bread and have your devotion daily.
神的话语要叫我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
God is meant to give us more abundant life.
愿神赐福你。
May the Lord give you that life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们。